With that said, any joys, concerns, and prayers you might have this morning, I wanted to share with you, I talked with Lon Wright yesterday, a pastor friend of mine that used to, well, still pastors, the Tallahassee Heights Church, which disaffiliated, and he's in a assisted living facility rehab in Jacksonville. He had a bad reaction to the COVID shot way back. This has been going on now for about 5 years. He had a bad reaction to the COVID shot, which in turn caused diabetes, in turn caused him to lose his big toe, and then in turn he had some other issues. So lost his kidney. So anyhow, his name is Ken Hamilton. So we want to lift up Ken. Some of you might know Ken, and we wanted to lift him up. But I wanted to, because Lon has been attending that church, and I wanted to find out if he could give me an update on what was going on, only to find out that they're not attending right now because Lucy is getting further along in her dementia. And so they moved out of their apartment to an assisted living facility. And he says, but she functions and I'm able to be here with her and I don't have to cook anymore because where we're living now, they cook for us. So that's a wonderful thing. But then
Where are they?
Not sure. I forgot to ask you that. I'll find out. But anyhow, I mean, talking in different things, and he told me that Mike Wright had a motorcycle accident some years ago. And he had a cornea transplant in one eye because of that. And now the last couple of weeks he had the other eye cornea transplant. So I sent Mike a text and talked to him a little bit and keep him in prayer as he recovers from that, because he's having a little longer time of recovering with this one. So I wanted to share that with you this morning. And so anybody else? Anybody else have a joy, concern, or praises, please?
I have an aunt that's in the hospital. She's retaining fluid. She's diabetic. She may have a UTI. We don't know, but they're going to keep her in the hospital over the weekend and put her in a rehab facility. Also, my sister-in-law went to ER yesterday. We think possible UTI. Not really sure. She was delirious. Didn't know her birthday. Didn't know. She was just walking kind of crazy when my brother could go to the bathroom for her. Could be UTI.
Yeah, those UTIs can be rough. Yeah. Please.
My younger sister, Becky, went to Seattle to see my nephew. And he went in and out of root canal. And he developed an infection. And it's a really bad infection. It was a real long name that I don't know how to say. But he could have died because his neck was starting to swell. And he decided to go in and get it checked out. And they had to do surgery. And it was right before my sister went out there. And then whenever she got there, she said, extended her trip to stay with it because they ended up having a drainage tube on his neck and everything. It's you probably know what the name of it is. She told me it's a real long name. But she said it's extremely dangerous. It could have asphyxiated him while he's sleeping.
What's
and he wouldn't have caught it.
What's his name?
His name is Austin Williams.
We'll hear our prayer this morning.
So she ended up staying and taking a red eye home from Seattle Friday night, and she got home Saturday. But she spent time on Wednesday. She stayed until the doctor said it was okay. He took the drainage tube out and everything. It was pretty scary, she said. And I took my car in yesterday morning for routine maintenance. They told me that I needed to get new brakes. I said, okay. Warranty covers the front brakes. We have to do the back brakes, how much it was. Then they called me and told me that the car was ready. So Stan was in Woodville, and I said, well, I don't have a ride. And he told me that they were going to get me a ride. So they got me an Uber. Got an Uber. Uber came, picked me up. Got in there, and they said, car's not ready. Wrong brakes. They were put on wrong brakes. And so I'm in a rental car now. They gave me a rental car for 3 days just to make sure that I get everything done. But the rental car person had left. They called her, and she came back, and she got me the rental car because nobody else did not do it.
Thank God for Uber. Uber, whatever.
So I got Uber there. They got the girl back, and I had her in her car until Tuesday,
and you heard the bell this morning, and here you are.
I did hear the bell, and I just got out of the shower. I was running. I was quiet. I can't move as fast as that. But I was like, I gotta hurry up, and I'm like,
anybody else this morning? Any joys, concerns, and praises you might want to share this morning?
But my brothers and still, my younger brother, the one that had the heart surgery, they had him back in the emergency room this week, and the doctors at one point gave us a 50-50 chance, but he's back over in his rehab now, and my older brother, and his wife has dementia, but now she has both legs swelled up.
Yeah. And somebody asked me about Don and Tracy Vittner. Tracy had carpal tunnel surgery and an infection set in, but they finally got that squared away and she's back home. But if you ever look at Facebook for some of the pictures she put on there, how good it was, like, they're doing okay. I guess they're doing okay. She said,
well, Don,
yeah. He said he's getting better, but, you know, a little bit at a time. Anybody else?
I just want to lift you up.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.